This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Decorating your day.
Day after day.
Only on the Sky.
With the news you need.
Make no mistake about it.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
The great news keeps rolling in.
This is News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Come on, Betsy. You got to do these with me. Yeah, I know if I was working out with Betsy, she'd be like, put me through the paces like a drill sergeant. The Betsy I'm referring to is not my significant other. It is none other than Betsy Pepine. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Happy to be here.
It is great to see you again. I don't see you as often as I'd like to, but I know you've laid down the pickleball challenge. I will take advantage of that, I promise. And but you're here specifically, at least today, to talk about building dreams one home at a time. And if I could kind of cut to the chase, a chance for people to win a gorgeous Rolex watch. And I think most people understand the kind of value that that brings. So
Yes. Let's
talk about what the cause is.
The cause is our nonprofit, Pepine Gives. That is our 501c3 that helps address the issue of affordable housing in Alachua and Marion counties. And so we have partnered with Habitat for Humanity, and we build houses alongside them, sponsor those houses, and help families get into those houses. So we do fundraisers throughout the year, and I think that's what you're alluding to.
Well, I know in the past, I know you would just make like a donation at the end of the year. I know as much as $50,000 you've written checks for. And if you think about the cost of housing now, it is just, well, you sell real estate for a living.
Yes.
I mean, who am I telling? But yes, it's so it's more and more difficult for people to get into affordable housing. And this is one of the ways to address that issue in probably the most economic way that anybody could do it. A lot of donations. People put in sweat equity, too, don't they?
Oh, yes. So to get a home, you have to apply. And if you get accepted, you have to donate 240 hours of your time to work on your home alongside with your family members. So you have to do that. And you have to do educational classes in home ownership and in finance and how to manage a house budget before you can buy one of their homes.
Don't you wish we had something like that in high school so that everybody at least had some of those basic fundamentals? It's sad that you just take it for granted that somebody's going to have parents that understand that and share that information, but that's too bad. But anyway, you're doing right by the folks. So this 12 Days of Giving silent auction, so I'm taking there are other items.
There are other items. The Rolex is the big one, and we're selling tickets. I think they're $100 a piece, 200, 200 tickets, $100 a piece. It's a silver men's Submariner, which is what was requested. We did a women's one last year, which went very quickly. And so the request was, let's do a men's one this year. So we still have some tickets available online if anybody wanted to purchase them. And all the proceeds goes to Habitat.
Greg, I can hear you drooling here.
I already put mine in the cart and checked out.
So, Betsy, just to be clear, when you buy one of those tickets, you're not just in running for the Rolex. That puts you in for other thing like sports tickets, memorabilia and stuff? Or is that a separate?
I believe that's a separate.
Okay.
Yeah, separate auction.
Well, I just want to make sure it all gets talked about and people are able to
It's all on our website.
Which is pepinegives.com. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
And don't you just did a golf tournament, right?
We did. We did our annual golf tournament in a Golden Ocala. It was really successful, raised several thousand dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, which will go towards our home next year.
Is that like your third? Or
fourth.
Fourth. Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Take you a while to catch up to the old Bob Rose golf scramble.
And Bob, we have our annual pickleball tournament coming up in April.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, so hopefully we will have you playing.
Well, that would be...
We hear about Bob's skills on the court.
He says he plays. I've never actually seen him.
This would be a chance to prove it.
I perform for entertainment purposes only.
Okay, we'll take that.
I'm like a Christian man's horoscope, you know? Don't take it too seriously for entertainment purposes. Oh. All right, so, how's the book selling?
Wonderful.
Because that was like, didn't you shoot to like number one or something?
Yes, Amazon bestseller. I've been very blessed. The community has rallied behind me as well as regionally and nationally. It's been a wonderful experience. I'm still doing publicity for that and we'll be doing that next year as well. And the request has been to build a course from the book. And so now we're building out a course.
So the next book may be a workbook type thing?
Yes, exactly.
So the self-help, this information. And I've found that the workbook type stuff is really helpful. It helps you to focus and pull kind of what you need out of it. So, I like that format. And when can we expect something like that?
I would say June, July of next year.
Okay. Yeah. Because you hardly have anything else to do, so I figured you'd knock it out right away. Real estate business, how's that going?
Great. You know, it's this time of year is always a little bit slow. Mm-hmm. Days in the market's creeping up, but it's only at 78 days, which is still very much a seller's market. 3 months of inventory is what we have on the market. So if nothing new came onto the market, we'd only have 3 months supply. So again, we're still in a very good market. Prices are still appreciating, although the rate of appreciation is slowing down. But we expect price appreciation to continue through next year. Hopefully we'll see a little bit of easement on the interest rates, but I think buyers are getting used to that. They're not thinking we're going back to 2s and 3s anymore. And so we're seeing a lot more buyers come on.
If they see the piece of property that they really want, they realize, too, there's a thing called refinancing. So, you know, 2 years down the road, you know, they could knock that out if the rates go low enough, which I think we're all hopeful that some of that will occur.
Right. Yeah. We say marry the house, you know, date the rate.
Yeah. Say that again.
We marry the house, but we date the rate.
Right. So we can change that rate. That rate is changeable.
That's clever.
The home is a lot more permanent. Yeah. I like that. No, that's good. And this area, I mean, it's still a very desirable place for a lot of people to live. I mean, are you involved in any new construction at all?
Yes, we have a new construction project out in Hawthorne. 200 homes are going up there, and it's an incredible product for the price. Houses start at $299, and they would go comparably here for about $340. So really nice first-time home buyer house, downsizing house, halfway to the beach house. So it's a great product. They have, I think, 7 or 8 up. I've got a model. I bought one, and it's getting built right now. So I really do believe in the project.
Yeah, and if you've been on Newbury Road going through, like, Jonesville, you're like, so I could be on the east side, maybe closer, like you said, to the beach, but still a super easy drive because it's 4 lanes all the way into town.
Well, you know, because you live up. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know all the little shortcuts and all my ways around, but this is great work that you've been doing. I know, Betsy, you've been involved in the community for, since you started. How many years? You're over 15 now.
Yes, I'm approaching 20.
She was 14 years old. She was this prodigy of real estate expertise right out of the
box.
Amazing
how that works.
And so, yes, that's fantastic. What'd you say, 16? How many years?
No, 19. I'm going on 20 next year.
Wow.
It flew. But when you do what you love, time flies.
I feel the same way. 23 years here as of the beginning of the month.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I might not be banking quite as much as you, but I'm right. I'm getting close.
And he didn't start when he was 14.
Yeah, it kind of did. I just didn't get paid for it. But I was entertaining.
Yes, you were. You were.
My sister and I would have, we would do these little like shows in the garage.
Oh, wow.
And I would cook the popcorn. I wrote some of the bits.
He writ some of the bits.
And now, because I talk is good, and we would do these little performances, and man, that was fun. So that was kind of maybe my first little get out there and
you were
open
for
your
the
mouth.
Future. That's what you were
a
doing.
A clue that what you become. Wonderful.
And look at me now.
Look at you now, Bob. Look where you are.
And the mortgage company's going, we're looking at you.
Yep.
We got an eye on you, Betsy. All pleasure.
Oh
my goodness! And
well, thank you. Happy holidays.
Keep up the good work and PapineGives.com. That's PapineGives.com because Papine gives. That's for real. Thank you.
Thank you.